is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as Jordan and Keith delivers the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
After losing all of their lottery winnings in a series of poor and fortunate investments, it is the new and improved Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast with Jordan and Keith.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you like that one?
Oh, I love it, man. My poor lottery tickets. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Man, I would love to win the lottery. We talked about this last episode.
Yes, we did.
I feel like we're going to be talking to this throughout the week.
I'm all about it. I would go on a cruise and travel around the world, bro.
Is that what you would do?
Oh, yeah. I feel like myself, sure, definitely.
I feel like I would try to find something else. I'd try to do something original. Like,
oh, well, I'm going to do that too, but I am going to go see some of the world. If I got millions, oh, yeah.
Like making clothes for whales, I think I would do that. Like swimsuits and everything. It costs so much money to make the swimsuit and also to put them on the whale.
Do well.
And I'd also have backlash against like animal abuse people. Why are you putting clothes on whales? But I would have the money as a lottery winner to do that. And I would.
Yes, you would.
I would dress up whales.
But you might get sick, man. I don't know, man.
No, yeah, there's a lot of weird problems with that like idea to spend all that money. But hey, the heart wants what it wants. And it wants to dress up a bunch of whales.
Oh, Jordan. What are we going to do with you?
So this is a Weird News Podcast.
Yes, it is.
If you guys are unfamiliar with the concept, we talk about weird news, as we have been for the last 19 episodes.
And it's a good Thursday for it.
And guess what, Keith?
What's that?
I'm explaining it to new users because they might be joining by saying, hey, look, a podcast that's reached 20 episodes, I want to check it out. What's this 20-episode podcast and counting going on?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You know, so here we are with our big 20, like an anniversary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
It's a great day.
It's always a good day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not really, but it should be always a good day. So
no,
yeah.
No. Sometimes it's miserable.
Right?
We know, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bop, bop.
You're like an encyclopedia of 90s and 80s. All right, I'm going to let you finish.
That's right, folks. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. Great movie.
Okay.
Bueller. Fry. Fry.
I'm just waiting it out.
Jordan.
Eventually we'll get to the news.
I'm sorry. Yes. So, news. Talk to me. What we got here? Weird news. What's on deck? There's so much.
Okay. So, well, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about right
now.
Oh,
yeah.
We could start off with the,
man that lays low for 5 decades.
I was going to say butt dial. You want to do lay low?
Well, if we do, I mean, because this, let's do lay low first.
Let's lay low. Okay. All right.
So,
yeah.
This is a strange.
We have so much. I'm glad that this is our 20th episode because we have a lot of great news.
Yeah, we do. Fearing he could be deported at any given time, Stephen, and it's either Dugalin or Dugalin, D-U-G-A-L-I-N, lived under the radar for over 50 years. You know, and then a lawyer found government records that proved that he was a permanent resident of Canada?
Yeah, Canada. Yeah.
Another Canada story.
What's
going on? Ruining your perfect record, Canada. You know, ruining your perfect record. I don't know.
How high the mighty have fallen, right?
But we do love Canada. But yeah, so we never hear too much from Canada. So that's why it's such a big deal.
Because they just,
under the radar so
they're
much.
They're just on their pedestal, just looking down at us.
They're not
normal, hardworking, blue collar Americans.
Stop it. They got love for us. We got love for you, Canada. They got love. Niagara Falls is dope, bro. Niagara Falls is great.
Yeah.
Windsor, Montreal, Toronto. Gotta love it. But anyway.
So much to brag about. Did you even mention the health care, Keith?
I'll leave that to you, Jordan.
Canadians in there.
Yeah, so this man,
free healthcare.
You know, he's 77. So, and he immigrated to Canada, 1957, from Hungary. And he states, this has ruined my life. But I'm just like, so even if they told you that you were illegal, why would you wait 50 years? I mean, why wouldn't you check back periodically to make sure that that's
the
case? I think
that the government, he kept saying that the government was telling him, hey, you're illegal here, just kind of lay low. Like people from the, like officials from the government. Like,
for 50 years, dude?
For 50 years, he was just kind of playing it safe until he realized, no, I'm actually a permanent resident here.
He's almost 80 years old now, man. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. You've been like 50 years walking, working off odd jobs and trying to stay invisible, like a fugitive,
All for nothing.
Yeah, all for nothing. So now he's mad because they owe him some, you know, pension for being old, just a decade's worth of it, you know. And he's not getting it, and he says, "Well, I should have gotten it for a decade. You guys owe me some." Some of that back tax. I've just been trying to avoid you guys because I thought you were going to send me back to Hungary.
Wow. And this wasn't really uncovered till 2012.
Yeah. So he was hiding for years and years waiting. Over five decades. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Talk about taking too much of your life. I feel bad for the guy.
Right? I mean, and he didn't even do anything wrong. He didn't go to prison for anything. Nothing like that. He just stayed invisible. Just enjoying Canada for all of its benefits. God knows there's a lot of them. I don't know, Keith. It makes me sick to my stomach. It really does. Just how can you treat a citizen like that?
I know.
Such obligation as a country.
It's pretty crazy. So let's see if he'll have any legal recourse. He may, so, you know.
Yeah. Hopefully, he gets his just desserts. Yeah, but no, I hope that guy, everything works out for him.
So do I.
In all seriousness.
Yeah, we wish him well.
It seems like just so scary to imagine having to hide constantly.
But it just seems
surreal
and almost kind of unrealistic that this didn't get resolved until now, and it's still not fully resolved.
And how ridiculous do you have to feel that you've been like, you could have had a real job, you know? You could have moved anywhere you want. You've had these freedoms that you didn't like, that you've had this entire time that you didn't realize you've had, you know?
So his lawyer should, you know, I'm sure they'll talk to him and see what they can do from this point on. But yeah, we do wish him the best. That's a crazy story.
Yeah, wish him the best.
Yes, definitely. What else you got for me on deck, Jordan?
Well, I was going to talk to you guys about the man who's kind of angry right now. He's a little bit fed up because his house has been hit by a car for the sixth time.
What's that about, dude?
So this is all the way in Raleigh, you know?
What, North Carolina?
Yeah, North Carolina. Okay. Is it Raleigh or Raleigh?
Raleigh.
Raleigh, okay. Yeah. Gotta correct me on these things. I sound like an idiot now.
It's okay.
No, it's all right. I'm not worried. So his house has been hit for the sixth time.
What happened about,
at 4:51 a.m. It's because I don't think that there's like proper lighting there, right? So he's got three children in that house, and he's thinking about just moving and cutting his losses because it keeps getting hit by cars.
What's this person's name?
This person's name is Mr.
Carlo Bernardi?
Bernardi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's just, you know, he's being a family man, the family man that you always, you know and love. And the house just keeps getting hit because of not proper lighting, you know? So during the dark.
It's not just that, it's drunk drivers, dude.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot.
You don't just hit a house, bro. it doesn't work that way.
Not very
lighting
visible.
Or no lighting, dude. No lighting or no lighting. You just don't hit a house. You don't need lights to see, oh, there's a house there. Maybe I shouldn't hit it.
Yeah, he's...
The first one was a drunk driver, see?
Yeah, I'm sure that there's some drunk driving. Drunk drivers like to hit things. That's kind of like their whole thing. But I think that it's just, you know, not really well lit. And they actually made the solar panels that were going to kind of brighten things up there. But those solar panels aren't working. And he told them that they weren't working the week before he got his house hit by another car again. So it's just
But were these people intoxicated? Because in 2015, in October, that person was, and that person died, apparently.
Yeah, well, besides that, I mean, not all of them are.
So because, I mean, people who aren't inebriated just don't hit people's houses usually, dude. It doesn't usually work
that
way.
If the vision wasn't right. Not all of them were drunk, though.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Where? I don't see that, dude. Where? No, I'm not buying all that, dude. I'm not buying that. I don't think people just hit houses who aren't drunk. I'm sorry. It doesn't make any sense.
That's
to me.
A weird thing to like fight against, Keith. Like,
I'm not fighting it. No,
people
man.
Get into wrecks and hit things even though they're not drunk.
Well, yeah, but they don't usually hit houses, Jordan.
Yeah, depending on where the house
they
is.
They usually hit houses, bro.
Yeah, depending on where it is.
9 times out of 10, if you hit somebody's house, you were smashed.
If the house is in a good location, yeah.
See, you can't blame the house for getting hit, Jordan. It doesn't work that way.
I'm not blaming the house. I'm blaming the conditions of the road.
It doesn't work that way, dude. Let's see. So his home is on the corner of Fonglen Circle and New Hope Road. Okay.
Yeah, all the way out in Raleigh.
Right.
And his house has been getting hit since 2004. This is the sixth
time. Some bad drivers. That's what that is about.
He's been talking to city engineers. Even asked what asked that the guardrail would be extended. That's already on the road, but he's been told that the extending the guardrail is a safety issue because it could block the line of sight for drivers leaving the neighborhood. So either way, it's just a bad place for a house to be. So at this point, he's planning on moving his family out as soon as he can, and in the past has talked about seeking legal help.
Well, yeah, because it doesn't make any sense. It just no. That's definitely weird news. But like I said, most sober people are not going to be hitting someone's house, no matter where it's.
You're missing the point here. There's a house that isn't properly lighted, and there's people that keep hitting it.
But
get off the drunk driving thing,
Keith. That's not. But the proper lighting's not enough for you to keep hitting someone's house, dude. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not the same person hitting a house.
Right. Well, and they only tell you about the first driver. They don't say anything else about everybody else. They just said the house was hit.
Okay, Keith, how many houses have been hit by six drivers before?
And what were the conditions of those drivers?
Doesn't matter. Six people have hit a house.
I'm telling you, man.
Six different people, six different locations.
If you were like a police officer, a detective, or investigator, or even an insurance agent investigator, you want to know the conditions of those people driving.
Okay, but if a house has been hit for six times, and then you don't go, we really need a crackdown on drunk driving, you think, what's going on where this one house is getting hit so much?
Well, it's not going to be just about the lighting, though, dude, because... like I said, so the house is that dark that you can't see it on the corner of two streets? Come on, dude. No house is that dark, bro. Sorry.
Well, something else is going on if that's the sixth time a house has been
hit.
Well,
like I said, it's not just one thing. It's not just about the lighting. That's all I'm saying. It's not just about the lighting.
Okay, we have to go to a commercial break right now.
I'm just telling you, man.
And while we're going to argue more about this.
I would move out of that neighborhood because I'm afraid of those drivers. That's what I'm saying.
All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking about more weird news.
All right.
We'll be back soon.
Sounds good.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
A little more enthusiasm, Jordan. Welcome back. Hey. What's going on, sir?
Yeah, we just did drunk driving and had the weirdest argument about it. And then we also talked about... God, well, it feels like we've talked about so much and we've only talked about two things. What a crazy day. So we've got a couple more things to tackle, though. In the meantime, we're going to be talking about the woman who butt-dialed 911 while she was talking about illegal stuff that was going on.
Please break that one down, dude. This is priceless. I love it already.
So this happened in Washington State. This woman, she was just talking.
A few days ago, too.
Yeah. This happened pretty recently.
Uh-huh.
So the woman was heard discussing scratch tickets and illegal activities, and it led the officers to visit the address and where the call originated. So when the officers got to the area, she could be heard saying that she saw the police and would not be going to jail. She was seemingly like clairvoyant, but that prediction was wrong. So the woman who was allegedly tried to call the police a fake name was booked on outstanding arrest warrant for trafficking in stolen property.
And we don't have her name either.
No, no. But she was taken away. The quote from the chief there, the Mr. Policeman, said that if Stephen, the jail... Yeah, Stephen... Stoshin? Stockin?
Or Station?
Station, yeah.
Or we'll just say Stephen S.
Yeah, Stephen S. That's way better. Mr. S. said... The jail takes away the inmate's cell phone, so she should be able to avoid this problem, at least for a while.
I never understood why people have their cell phone in their back pocket. I never liked that. I'm just like, aren't you afraid you're going to sit on it?
I love the, his quotes, though, in it. Steve S. They seem very like Chief Gordon-er, like, they seem like a Batman-like cop, right?
Commissioner Gordon.
He's full of one-liners, right? Like... Don't worry about speed. You don't worry about, you know, butt dialing now. They're going to take your phone away in jail. And he also said that she learned that butt dialing can be more than just embarrassing.
You think?
Yeah. So that.
Classic.
That's oh, a man. Weird one. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, she's in jail and they're like, what you in for? Butt dialing. What? What'd you say?
Yeah.
She might get ridiculed for being in for butt dialing.
No, I think so. I would ridicule her. That,
right?
It's a really bad way to go out.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's a trip, though. So, yeah, but like I said, I never understood why people put their cell phone in their back pocket. That always kind of bothered me when I saw that. I'm like, you're going to sit on that thing. But I guess usually they don't. But I just never felt comfortable with that.
I never put anything in my back pocket. Nothing. Not even a wallet.
There
I feel
go.
Like it's too vulnerable. Somebody can get
at
me from behind.
I agree.
Just swipe it up.
I agree.
I don't even wear backpacks on my back. No, I put them on my front like I'm carrying a child, just to be safe.
Let this be a lesson to all of you. Do not carry your cell phone in your back pocket, because then you will be guilty of possibly butt dialing the police.
Yeah.
And
good night and good luck, everybody.
No. Not yet. Not yet.
But no, I'm glad that we got to talk about that one because...
Oh, definitely. That's a trip.
It really takes you by surprise.
I wish they would have gave us her name, but I guess, you know, they're like, no, we're going to protect you this time.
It's weird that the names that they'll release and they won't release, you
right?
know?
What's, yeah, what, I mean, is that like a big pot? I mean, do they put them all in a big bowl? And okay, for this story, we'll give you the name.
Yeah.
And for this one, we won't. Like a little raffle?
You just flip a coin and
I know,
see how
right?
people's privacy is going to turn out.
So what's going on with this man that cut down a tree to steal a locked up bicycle? I mean, dude, really?
So there was
too
a
much
guy
time on your hands, man. Huh?
That can't. The this is guy that was you know walking around. This happened in China.
Yes.
In Changsha.
Okay.
Changsha.
All right.
So he was just he saw a bike that was chained to a tree. You know, just a tree on the side of the park. You know.
Uh huh.
Side of the road, and he cuts down the tree so he can take the bike with him, and he makes off with the bike on a motorcycle.
So you damaged the you know the natural environment by cutting down the tree. So you should be arrested for that, and you stole someone's bike
and the decorative environment. It's a nice looking row of trees.
Yeah, dude, you need to be in jail for a little while, man, because you're just wrong for that. It's not cool. You shouldn't be stealing, and you shouldn't be cutting down trees. You know, you're not getting paid for that. That's not cool.
Could be getting paid for that. You could sell the bicycle.
Well, yeah, but it's just everything about that situation was just rude. You know, it's just not cool. So it's just like, really? You got all this time to cut down a tree to get a bike. How about you just go, I don't know, work and buy a bike?
I feel like working for the money to buy a bike normally won't it takes a little bit longer than just cutting down a small
but
tree.
But my thing is too is
it's a tiny tree.
Where in the heck was everybody in the neighborhood? I mean what's up? I mean so you could just, you know, walk up and just cut a tree down and just take a bike in China, really?
Yeah, I think
must be. I mean, what's that about? What kind of world is that?
Where it's a crowded
you got
place.
So much time, you know, hey, nobody's looking, you know. Two.
It's a crowded place, you
I
know.
Guess crime does pay, huh? Gee.
I don't understand how you feel about this. I don't know if you're on a level of how upset you are
I'm
about this
I'm just disturbed
one.
That he was able to do all of that. You know, I mean, dude, he cut a tree down and then stole the bike off the tree.
I feel like
the odds of that happening in this country, you know, are not really that high where you're just able to do that. I mean, where you got that kind of time? I mean, was he homeboy walking around with a saw? I mean,
well, this isn't like a big tree. For people that are listening right now, this is like you could pick it up yourself. This is a pretty small tree. This is.
It doesn't look that small.
It looks like a machete could have done it if you whack at it long enough.
But still, are you just happen to be walking around with a machete?
Yeah, that's a different conversation entirely. Good. Yeah,
it's just so he wasn't caught. What happened?
No, he wasn't caught. Actually, he was just he just took the bicycle, ran off with it, got on a motorcycle, and just got away with it. Sometimes crime does pay.
Apparently, no justice in the world.
You know, it's weird because I feel like we've done like articles on crimes that are way worse that you haven't had this much of like a defensive reaction about. This is. Are you just passionate about trees?
Well, dude, they provide air for you, man. Without trees and flowers, bro, you ain't breathing. And it's just like, okay, it's bad enough that you stole a bike, but that you cut down a tree to do it? Yeah, you're just all kinds of wrong, dude. It's not cool.
I feel like we've had stories about people stealing things before. I feel like you're being upset about the tree cutting down because... We've never done a tree cutting down weird news, and I've never seen you this passionate about a thieving story before.
Well, like I said, you know, this guy's just bad news. He deserves to be in jail for a little while for that, man. It's not cool. You don't steal and cut a tree down at the same time.
I didn't know how you felt. I mean, you felt so strongly about trees.
What are you going to do next? You know, are you going to kick some puppies? I mean, what's next? I mean, this guy, I mean, he's on a roll there. Gee.
That's a big step up from cutting down a tree and kicking a puppy.
I hear you, man, but why are you cutting down a tree and stealing a bike? I mean...
Well, you're cutting down the tree to steal the bike.
I understand that. I'm just saying everything about that was just wrong, dude. I don't approve.
No, I understand.
It's not cool.
I didn't know how strongly you felt about trees. That's an interesting way to be.
I mean, look, lumber yards are necessary. Like I said, I get that. Now, I don't want any trees to be cut down that don't need to be. Let me put you that way.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
And that was unnecessary.
Well, this wasn't like kicking a puppy. Like, there was a purpose to cutting this tree.
Well,
it was to steal
a
bicycle.
It was a bad purpose. It was a bad purpose.
This wasn't like Cruella de Vil where he's just like, trees, hate them, cut them down.
It might as well have been.
Hate the sheep.
I mean, but dude, he killed a tree for this, dude. It was just not cool.
Yeah.
Just for a bike.
We've killed trees for less in this world.
Yeah, that's another conversation. You're right. You know, I hear you. But like I said, it's just, you know, everything about this person just speaks bad news.
No, he's definitely...
No mercy.
He's a bad news kind of guy. Yes. We have to go to a commercial, though.
Oh, fine. That way.
Yeah, so...
All right. So
sorry. So when we go back, we're going to wrap up our show.
But 20th. No cutting down trees unless it's absolutely necessary. I'm just saying.
You just want to steal a bike, you know? No worries.
Stop it. No, nothing. We don't condone that. Bad person.
We got to go to commercial. When we come back, we're going to talk some more about things.
We got monkeys and diapers. That's all I want to say. Stick around for that.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And now we will bring you back to the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
With Keith and Jordan. Jordan and Keith.
That's the ones, yeah.
Yeah.
So we just had like a lot of stuff that we talked about. A weird argument about trees and drunk driving. This has been a weird day for just us disagreeing about the dumbest things, I'd like to think.
Well, whatever, dude. It's not disagreeing. Like I said, don't cut down trees to steal bikes. It's just not cool.
Okay.
It's just a double whammy, you know. That just means I'm going to punish you twice fold, you know, or twofold. It's just not cool.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You're cutting down a tree, man. You know, just mm-mm.
So?
Just reckless endangerment there, dude. So, I did mention, so there was what, the Walmart and a monkey and a diaper?
Yeah, the Walmart monkey diaper, yeah.
Please, please explain.
Do you want to go for that one?
No, I want you to go for that one. I'm talking about looking for love in all the wrong places.
Okay. Well, we can both do both, since this is both our show. We'll try that.
Oh, this is true.
So there's this monkey that was in Walmart, and he kind of battled it out in Ohio, of all places. You guys know
Great
Ohio.
Great Midwest, baby. Great Midwest. Yes.
Yeah. The official Midwestern state. So she, a store employee, was attempt to capture the monkey using a shopping cart return area.
So a monkey was just on the loose in Walmart?
Yeah, just escaped.
And it had a diaper on, right?
Yeah, well, it was someone opened an RV trailer door, and the monkey just kind of jumped out and just got ready for business. When the man got close to capture the monkey jumped from the metal railing and grabbed the employee's arm and clothing. So the woman who owns the monkey just yelled, "Let him go, let him go, let him go. If he bites you, they will put him down."
Well, first of all, lady, keep your monkey in line, okay? He shouldn't be jumping out of your RV attacking people. And yeah, if he does bite her, yeah, then they do need to put him down.
Well, not necessarily. Just don't keep the monkey away from Walmart, no, right?
You shouldn't be walking around biting Walmart customers.
The woman grabbed the monkey's hand and walked it back to the RV, so everything's okay. But a witness called 911 reporting that the monkey had bitten the employee. However, the news organizations reported that the victim did not require medical attention.
Well, thank goodness. Yeah. I mean, look, if you own your pet owners, be responsible. If you're going to take care of your monkey, man, be responsible. That could be very traumatizing. You're like, what the heck?
I would have loved it. If I ever had to work at Walmart, I would love to just be able to encounter a monkey in a diaper and kind of get an altercation with him, because that's the greatest story. How lucky is this employee?
Once the monkey bites you,
yeah, but
at work,
what am I going to get?
Sign up for that, bro. You just sign up for monkey bites. No one signs up for that, dude, at work.
No, but you don't sign up for Walmart coming out of it thinking anything other than, like, the good stories you're going to come from are weird, crazy people, not like, you know, monkeys attacking you.
Let him go, bite you. You know, she's more worried about the monkey than the person.
You're lucky if you got to say, yeah, I had to fight a monkey in order to for my job.
Oh,
in a parking lot with a diaper on. No, that's the best case scenario for an employee. Mm. That's the coolest story. You can tell that at a bar, at a family reunion. That's an all ages appropriate story.
If you say so. If you say so. I don't know. It's kind of crazy to me.
I'm pretty happy about it.
Yeah. Like I said, they didn't sign up for that, but it's cool. Well, I'm glad the Walmart employee is okay. So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, no, that's not a good one, Keith. I'm not feeling great about that one.
What?
Just the idea of a monkey getting put down, but you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want a monkey to get put down either, but at the same time, don't go around biting people.
But yeah, tell that to the monkey. See if you can reach out to him.
Well, you know, if you're going to travel around the RV with your monkey.
Which also sounds like a great story to me, too.
It's like, is this a movie?
There's nothing like, a monkey just creates an interesting story, no matter where he's in. A monkey just creates a good story.
That's true, yes. You're absolutely
Even if
right.
I get bit by him and I need medical attention, at least for the rest of my life, I'll be like, do you see the scar? Got bit by a monkey in a diaper.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And that's true. I will give you that. But it's just like if you're going to travel this, you know, the road in your RV with your monkey, you know, be in control.
Okay.
Because now if your monkey got hit by a car, you would have been all upset. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I would have been upset if I lost the monkey.
Yeah, so. But yeah, so that's what we're glad the Walmart employee is okay. Definitely want to talk about a trucker who found love.
Yes, oh, yeah.
By texting a number scrawled on the toilet wall. Offering a good time.
There was a he saw a message that said, if you want a good shag, call Donna on, and gave the number. So he texted the number saying, you know, I was just kind of curious to see what it was like.
Yep.
See if it was a real human being, which I don't know. That's
very risky, very dangerous, right? Yeah.
I guess so.
adventurous.
Who calls that number expecting, like, I'm just checking to see if it's a real human being?
But the messed up thing is probably a lot of guys, dude. You know what I'm saying? that's the messed up part, you know?
I'm just saying, I feel like there are ulterior motives that.
Right, right.
Obviously.
But he texted her and he said, hi, what are you up to? And then she responded.
Yes, yes. And now they are married and they have children, too.
Eight and nine years old. Cute. It's a cute little crazy story.
The kids are unaware of how the parents first met.
So Mark Ellis was the truck driver and Donna Roberts was the ex. And she got the last laugh on her ex, who thought he was being funny and cheeky by putting her number up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Joke's on you, dude. Now she's happily married with two kids.
She was quoted as saying, I was curious to know. He said, I was curious to know if it was a real human being. We still laugh about it. And so he just texted her, hi, what are you up to? And things took off from there, you know? They said that whenever they tell the kids, though, how they met, they usually just say, I usually say that he texted me by mistake. Which
is true. No, it's not true. But
absolutely still, not. But yeah.
But
it's going to be one of those interesting stories when the kids are older.
You'll see this or hear our podcast. Like, oh, that's mom and daddy's talking about.
Yeah, no. Hopefully.
Right? But yeah, they're eight and nine. So good for them. Wow. You never know how you're going to meet that true love, huh?
Yeah, no. They look like a happy couple. I mean,
they do. I'm happy for them. So. Yeah, she's a legal secretary. Yep. So that's just crazy. You never know where life's going to take you.
And with that being said, that's the end of our show.
Get out of here.
That's the end of our show.
Oh, no.
What? Really?
So much more.
That was a cool line to end on.
It was. Thank you.
So let's end it with dignity and grace.
I think that we usually do that anyway, but okay.
I can think of a few times.
Oh,
no.
Stop it.
So if you enjoyed our show, check us out on gsmcpodcast.com.
Yes.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, just everywhere. Just open up your window. Listen to the birds. They're singing our podcast.
We're right?
Everywhere. So
yes, I'm Keith.
I'm Jordan.
Thanks again. We appreciate all of you who listen. We really do, and we always have fun. So we will see you somewhere out in space.
And in the meantime, good night and good luck.
Oh, I like that. See? Right, there we go. There we go.
Right, yeah.
Now we can do that.
That's good.
What's up.
That felt so good.
That was awesome. That's what I'm talking about.
Hold on. Let me do it again. That was nice.
We'll see you somewhere out in space.
Good night and good luck.
Oh,
man.
There you go. We got it.
Enjoying it.
Bam. We got it.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Well, baby.
I'm going to do it again even after the recording's over.
All right. Bye.